Hello there, this is episode 53 of the Van Hemlock Podcast, sponsored by Elsith and Paradiso.
Hello, welcome to another show.
Hello.
Hello. This week we've got a guest.
Special guest.
Yes, we've got Matt from Limited Edition.
So, hello, Matt. Yeah.
How much sugar have you had?
None so far, technically, today, unless you count 3 a.m.
Just still
today.
On carryover, then. Right?
Okay, yes.
Jolly good.
So we've basically got you for your sugar hangover.
You've got me sober.
Excellent.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to have a little natter about the news and whatever else takes our fancy.
Yeah, no topic this week. We'll probably jigger about the format and do another one another time.
The topic is Matt.
The topic is Matt. Excellent.
Yeah. Wow, the best kind of topic there is, really.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, then why don't you kick us off with a big pile of paper there?
I will start off with an incredibly large pile of paper.
Mm.
Yes. First off, Guinness Book of Records have put Fuel in as the biggest console game ever.
Fuel?
Yes, it's a driving game.
I never even heard of it.
Apparently, it's got 5,560 square miles worth of playable area. That's massive.
Jolly good.
I just wanted to include that because it's a stupidly large amount of number.
Yeah, how fast does the car go then?
I'm guessing you'll get quite fast.
Light speed, yeah. Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, that just seems remarkably large. And when we're playing Burnout, the people who haven't played it before get lost with such a small area. So,
how big's Burnout's play field then, roughly? Do you know?
Oh, very small.
Very small. You don't know, do you?
Tens of square miles, probably.
Ah, fair enough.
Yes. Yeah, it just seems a stupidly large number, which they've done just to get in the Guinness Book of Records.
You ever heard of Fuel, Matt?
Nope. No, not at all.
Righto.
In the style of British tabloids, how many buses lying on their side is that compared to?
A little picture of what hundreds of thousands of square miles might look like.
I don't have the number in buses. I only have it in elephants.
Oh well, it's just not good enough.
That may have to be the next podcast question. How many buses will fit in the place? Yeah.
Okay, shall we go to something else?
Mm.
Yes, we've actually got a comic news thing.
Comic news? Oh, yeah. Good job we've got an expert on the show.
We've got an expert in comics.
I'm sorry, I can't talk about comics in this. So Shetler would murder me.
Demarcation, yeah. There's probably union regulations or something.
This is the fact that the Watchmen Blu-ray version is going to have the PS3 version of The End Is Nigh included on the disc.
Yay!
Which seems rather cheaty to me.
Yeah, we had a bit of news a while back where they were going to start including games on movie Blu-rays, weren't they?
And this time they are they're actually doing it. It just seems to me like a really blatant attempt to get your sales of your game up, because half these people probably aren't going to play it because the game is rubbish.
Well, this is consoles. This is out of my department, so yeah. I'll leave you two to natter about it.
That does seem to be the tactic that Sony have been using with the PS3, you know, bundling the Blu-ray with the PS3 to get those sales up, bundling games with movies to get those sales up. Cheating.
It's constantly cheating.
Seems like a good crossover technique. But they were also putting the price up to basically cover both products, weren't they, as a way of compensating. Is that what they're doing with this?
They haven't said, but I'm assuming, because they're not going to put the price of the main film release up, surely, that it's going to be the normal price.
So get the game for free?
The game's effectively free.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I predict it's going to be one of the biggest selling film game tie-ins for a long time.
Yeah, we thought that this was going to really sort of severely distort the game sales figures as a result of the new system they're doing.
It ties in quite nicely with the next thing, which is the fact that sales for movie games is actually plummeting.
The crappy film tie-in game.
Hannah Montana, the movie, only sold 65,000 copies. Now, Matt, I know you're an expert on this subject.
Flax and pigtails.
What? Yep.
Easy Tiger. God.
Yeah, horrible sales. That's actually a bad example.
Yes.
Godfather 2 shifted 241,000.
A bit more respectable.
That was a good game.
That was a very good game. Have you completed it?
No.
Got your Xbox back yet?
No, actually, for a start, they repaired it in record time. It was like 5 days.
That's not
instead
bad.
Of 2 to 3 weeks. But then they sent it back to my home address in Wales.
Ah, whoops.
Just leaving
it's
it there.
It's a good turnaround then, but yeah, it's like delivery failure.
Yeah.
On the plus side, the technological level of Wales has now doubled.
Meow. I'm pretty sure my mother has a Wii. So, yeah. Oh, no, I see a point.
The opinions of my co-host do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Van Hemlock podcast.
We used to have a friend that thought that just going to Wales made people tetchy.
That would take a lot of explaining.
Yeah, maybe we won't.
I don't think we ever understood either.
Yeah. So, the stalwart of movie games, which have usually been really dependable, have dropped down.
Good sort of dependable extra revenue that you'd expect and be able to sort of anticipate as part of your movie release.
Does that just make people think that maybe people are getting a bit more discerning on these games?
Oh, I should hope so, but
it's well, the movie not. Ideas are crap. Rubbish.
Okay, let's move on a bit. Zubon at Kill 10 Rats had something to say on City of Heroes and farming.
Oh, this is still more fallout of the big banhammering.
This is the fact
architect.
That they're getting rid of 80% of the badges.
Yes, yeah,
because they were grindy.
Huge set of badges that went in with Architect that you get for a number of different activities relating to Architect missions. I think I've only got a couple of them myself. I don't know about yourself, Matt. I mean, have you done much of the Architect stuff in there? Because I seem to just be bouncing off it somehow myself.
I haven't even entered the building that the Architect people are in.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I've flown around outside. Inside it, looked in, but I haven't actually got inside yet.
So was that just basically the thing not really appealing to you that much, or perhaps you don't have the time to be putting into the game in general? Or?
Game design doesn't interest him at all.
It's just you. No, it's just I play too many games, so I don't have the time to dedicate to just dedicate to one. I would be a complete perfectionist if I started it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of got that same sort of feeling myself. It would be great if City of was my only game and I did spend all week in there. I think that would be an excellent thing to be playing around with to diversify the gaming. But yeah, it just seemed so time-consuming. And yeah, the little bit of the perfectionism creeps in myself as well. You know, it's not quite good enough. I'd have to have it perfect before I even let anyone see it. And yeah, not so much fun as just turning up and beating on stuff, really, that's already been made for us, I guess.
Zubon lists a couple of what the badges are.
Oh, go on then, yeah.
Yes. There's a badge for defeating 5,000 custom enemies in Architect missions. And there's one for taking out 50,000 enemies in test mode.
Oh, my God.
That's the no XP test mode.
Yeah. I think,
why?
And they don't want to encourage farming, apparently.
I think the test mode missions are ones that you can enter and you can invite friends to enter, but that aren't generally listed. So, yeah, you'd have to be very good friends with an architect to be wanting to slay through that many for their mission items.
Yes, 80% of these are stupid farming achievements they put in.
Mm. Which I suppose might seem a little hypocritical in the face of the, oh, we don't want people to be farming using this stuff.
I think
is Zubon's main point there, isn't it?
Yeah, I go back to my previous comment on the subject. What did you think was going to happen? They're in development for how many years on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was supposed to go in issue 13, which was about 5-6 months ago or so. And they put it back this far just to get it right. And
screwed it up.
Well, yeah.
So,
I just think they were a victim of... Well, I suppose, yeah. I mean, okay, it's easy to say, what did you think was going to happen? And, yeah, a lot of people are saying that. But the Architect system, from what I've seen of it, the little playthroughs of it that I have had a go at, it just seems like such an incredibly complex thing that I imagine it would just would have been very difficult to anticipate every possible way people could break and abuse it.
Yeah, but when you're designing any badges, surely you're considering the grind.
Well, many badges in there exist for killing 300 of such and such villain anyway. So.
Well, that's easy now. Just shove them into your architect thing.
No, they don't count. That was one of the things they were quite clear on when they were putting the thing in.
See, they thought it through a bit then.
They thought some of it through, just didn't catch every possible angle, and I suppose that's understandable to an extent.
Oh, well, moving on.
Mm.
Is Eve FanFest soon? Matt, you going to FanFest?
I don't have the money to go to FanFest, but I think I might next year.
I was thinking of going this year, actually.
And they came up with an interesting way to help you save on some of the money for
yes,
the fan
have.
Fest, didn't
they? You can pay for it using Plexes, the in-game time cards. So if you want to go, you can grind and get 1.5 billion ISK and use it to pay for the ticket.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah,
it's like six times more money than I currently have.
It doesn't include plane tickets or the hotel.
Yeah, that's a shame. You can't pay for the entire trip in EVE money, which I think some of the grindy people in there could probably manage. But
yeah.
But yeah, it's a way of converting some of your bank balance to, and give yourself a bit of a discount.
It's an interesting idea. You got an email from them, didn't
you? Yeah, sort of blogged a little bit about that during the week. I mean, they're also encouraging people who've stopped playing but who have bank balances in in-game ISK to come back for 24 hours, during which time you can sell, or you can buy game time cards for in-game money. So they're trying to, yeah, it's like I said, they're trying to remove any excuse for me not playing.
Except the one that's the important one.
Well, I'd have the time, yeah. But yeah, apparently I've got about 2 months' worth of saved up ISK that I could turn into game time. So that's an interesting and novel idea. Not seeing anything like that elsewhere.
Yeah, it's certainly moving their RMT into a new level.
You much of a game time buyer or seller there, Matt?
Not yet. No, I'm still a traditionalist.
You're going with the Seb. Yeah.
My past experiences with microtransactions have been bad.
Oh, that's obviously a story there.
Much more than I would if I had just been a monthly subscription.
I see. So literally nickel and diming you a bit there.
But yeah, also I'm a sort of low level miner, really, I guess. That's,
yeah, I mean, one, I think the smallest Plex ticket card thing you can buy goes for about 300 million ISK at the moment,
yeah.
And that's one month's worth of game time. So I'm not sure in the time I would spend playing EVE, earn 300 million in a month. So.
That's because you're not doing the right activities.
Well, possibly.
You should be out in 0.0, only the big bucks for the big guys.
Yes, I can see your facial expression when you say that as well.
Well, our corp is about to move into 0.0 mining, because it's got a raw pool.
I may
start making that kind of money.
Excellent. Well, look forward to hearing and reading about how that goes.
Which system are you going to go mine in and when?
Yeah, please list an itinerary for our EVE playing listeners.
I'm saying nothing.
Yeah, wise.
You'll be out of the corp in minutes.
Yeah, there's corp spying.
They love
and then
me too much.
This. Yeah.
I spent 30 minutes in the corp and they'd already given me nicknames and the custom titles.
Custom titles, you know you're onto a winner there, yeah.
Sticking with the idea of microtransactions.
Good link there.
Very good link, yeah.
So you want to listen, Matt, you can learn some stuff from this.
You want a proper show now?
Yes, sir.
Chronicles of Spellborn. Mm. They've raised their free level cap from 7 to 9.9.
That really doesn't make much of a difference in terms of gameplay.
You've actually played this, haven't you, Matt? Because the pair of us are bluffing extensively when it comes to Chronicles of Spellborn.
I played it to about level 15, I think.
Yeah.
And it's a nice game, actually. I do enjoy it. It's a different way of playing, but it's intense. You can't be distracted while you're playing, especially as like a melee character.
Because I hear that they sort of gone with a bit of a Tabula Rasa-esque sort of combat feel to it all. Is it very much a sort of first-personly fighting in there, or am I sort of
pretty much, but it's a lot more intense than TR was. It uses the weird skill deck bar
rolling skill bar, yeah,
which takes you a little while, I guess. The first 5 levels you kind of work out how to get that going properly,
right?
But the difference between being level 7 almost and level 10 almost, I mean, it takes you to another area. I guess that's probably what they're trying to do. It'll take you to another area.
So you get to see a whole new bit of scenery and world.
But it doesn't make much difference to gameplay. I guess you're more likely to team up in this other area as well. So maybe it will make a perceived difference, because if you're teamed up in games, you're more likely to stick with it.
Yeah, that's certainly something I'm finding over the last sort of couple of years of my online gaming, is hanging out with chaps like yourself there. takes your mind off the grind, you can certainly say that.
Mind off the grind and on the aggro.
Absolutely.
No comment. Okay, moving on.
Mm.
Quick one here.
Okay.
Secret Monkey Island's coming to Xbox Live.
Awesome.
That makes me so happy.
I don't even have an Xbox 360 and I'm jubilant.
Yeah. One of the best games ever made.
Awesome. Funny as hell.
Okay, next. Sony's buggering around with its suppliers.
Oh, okay.
They're cutting the number of suppliers, and the games bit is going to be the hardest hit because they had far too much leeway, apparently.
So what does that actually mean?
Nothing.
Right. Fair enough.
It means that Sony may be able to reduce the costs on the PS3.
But... Right, okay.
Yeah, right. They may be able to, but they won't.
There will be a price cut on it sometime.
Hmm.
Yeah, when the PS4 comes out.
No. They've stated that there isn't going to be a PS4 for many, many years.
That doesn't mean that won't be true.
What, you mean sometimes these news stories lie to us?
Apparently. Apparently, sometimes they're just made up. Okay, right, next.
Mm.
According to NPD, who did a study on the entertainment trends in America.
Okay. Oh, is this a survey?
Yes, they discovered that 63% of Americans have played games in the last year, and just 53% have gone to see a movie in the same period.
Blimey.
Gaming's bigger than movies.
Yeah.
Have we known that for a while?
Well, yeah, we sort of see sales figures higher,
sales-wise, yeah, but then again, you're talking about a $50, $60 item against a $15 item, or however much a ticket is in America at the moment.
But what this is showing us is that it's about time now. People are spending more time playing games than going to movies.
Yeah.
That's been the case for my own case for the last 10 years, but perhaps I'm not representative.
I do both at the same time.
What was the last film you went to see that wasn't Star Trek in the cinema?
Oh, damn it.
I saw Wolverine.
Why?
Because Shetler told me to.
Required watching for the podcast, was it?
Was it worth it?
Well, yeah. I mean, mostly it was like going with friends and stuff.
Okay.
I think the last thing I would have seen before the Star Trek film was that thing we went to see at the IMAX, which I've forgotten already. That was Watchmen, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, sorry.
Watchmen, you bad man.
Whoops.
And I won't ask you what the thing before was, because...
Oh, we'll be here all day, yeah.
That was probably Lord of the Rings or something.
In general,
Gone with the Wind.
Don't generally
original
go to
release.
Going to the cinema is such a nasty experience. I hate doing it.
Really?
Yeah. Unless you're very lucky, you get horrible people in there making noise, and you're stuck in there with people you hate.
So you're very much a wait. I mean, does this survey... By movies, they mean actually the cinema,
yeah.
don't they? Rather than people buying films and watching them at home.
Oh, yeah, DVDs are still quite big.
I imagine they're probably still more time-consuming than gaming, I suppose. But
They also say the average gamer spent just over $38 a month on all types of gaming content in the 3 months prior to March this year.
Ooh, sounds,
which is an interesting number.
Sounds reasonable.
Almost a game a month.
Yeah, or, well, a game every other month.
38, right. Is that 3 months of Warcraft?
Well, yeah.
That's three accounts of Warcraft.
Yeah, well, precisely. I mean, people who play more than one MMO a month, that could soon add up to that kind of figure quite easily, I think.
I'm saying nothing.
Yeah, you and me both.
And 31% of gamers bought a console or portable video game in the past 12 months.
Last year.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
And everyone's playing Peggle.
100% play rate of Peggle, is it? Must get my quota in some point today.
Although you've got to question their numbers, because they also found that 12% of people plan on buying more video games over the next 12 months. While 13% said they plan on going to see more movies in the theatre over the same period.
Just sit down, do the accounts. Now, I think I've got a window in September. Maybe I'm just going to see a movie then, if I say that. It's more of a snap fire. Yeah, I probably will go to a cinema at some point in the year.
Video games are one third of the average monthly consumer spending in the US for core entertainment content, including music, video and games.
A third? Yeah, seems reasonable. Yeah. I would have thought it would have been a bit higher, to be honest. But
the other 70% is porn.
Yeah, probably. Next, we have Steven Spielberg, don't know who he is, who's made a proclamation about game sales and reckons that games consoles are doomed to be replaced by in-home virtual reality entertainment. Somebody's dropped him on his head, haven't they?
He's been talking to Ray Kurzweil too much.
Who's Ray Kurzweil?
Well, he's a slightly crazy futurologist or something.
Right. One of those.
He tends to come up with these ideas. He tends to be pretty good ideas, but he's always... saying, oh yes, it's going to be brain-controlled computers and stuff, which, you know, it will be, but no one cares. It's too far ahead.
Too far ahead, exactly, yeah.
I think Spielberg's just extrapolating this from the sales of his Wii game.
Yeah.
Was it Boom Blocks?
Has he got a game out then?
Yeah.
It
didn't sell as well as it should have. It got good reviews. Critics loved it, and no one bought it.
Hmm.
Of course critics loved it. He probably paid them.
Probably, yeah, actually.
Well, yeah, I mean, who's going to be the one that wants to give Steven Spielberg a bad game review
on
his first attempt?
Okay, next. I'm not going to talk about this one much. I'm just going to give a discussion, then we're going to move on.
No. Brace yourselves.
There is something called Pedi Sedate, which is a headset which gently sedates youngsters by administering nitrous oxide gas through a headset as they play computer games or handheld
consoles. What?
God, I thought I saw something yeah. about this during the week, but didn't believe it then either.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe it, but it was in, I think it was the Telegraph or the Guardian or somebody sensible. Though, yeah, it just puts your kid to sleep while they're playing games.
I don't know what to say.
No, I reckon it's a con.
Isn't it supposed to be unhealthy to like watch television or stuff like 2 hours before going to sleep because your brain doesn't switch off properly?
Well, if you've been gassed into unconsciousness, perhaps that works a bit differently.
I'm pretty sure that being put out in gas will not give you a proper night's sleep anyway. It's going to disrupt your REM state, isn't it?
Yeah. You probably won't get down to deep sleep for it. You know, yeah, very much.
Good grief. Kids a handful. Won't go to
never
bed
mind.
It's
probably
them.
Open for abuse.
Yeah. I mean, can you? Yeah, is there not like criminal, some sort of criminal prosecution that can be done by doping your kids into unconsciousness because they act up?
You probably need a license to use it.
It's well, I mean, yeah, because I remember even when I was a kid, they stopped using gas at the dentist because so many people kept dying under anaesthetic.
Yeah, the allergic reactions alone are going to be.
That just sounds horrific.
It has to be
a joke.
It has to be a concept piece.
But I didn't want to discuss it too much. But if you start with doing that kind of stuff with games, at what point do you stop having sort of drug improved games to increase their effect on you and all this kind of stuff? What point does that stop?
I know, this sounds like a line that's been crossed there, to be honest. I mean, well, why do you even need to do the game? Why don't you just decide, right, it's time for the kids to go to sleep now, push the button and they just pass out, you know?
What's wrong with just putting vodka in their breakfast cereal? I send them to sleep too. God.
Yes, this is why you're not a parent.
I used to put wine in my Vimto.
Really? Dear.
It explains an awful lot.
Can you imagine? Yeah, you know my aggro habits in games. Can you imagine how bad it was at Christmas?
Can we open them now? How about now?
Now imagine my parents as two elite master monsters now.
God.
They're not monsters, people. I love my parents. They're great.
Yes. Let's just backtrack on the allegations of child abuse there, shall we? Moving on.
Even so, Matt is now being taken into care despite being well into adulthood.
Oh dear. Please let's talk about something else.
Okay, good news. I've got news of a new MMO.
Mm-hmm.
Korean exclusive, which I'm really bitter about.
Oh, go for it.
Katamari Damacy Online.
There's a Katamari MMO?
Yeah.
Blimey.
It's going to be brilliant.
Too awesome for the mind to imagine.
It's got plot and stuff. Who cares?
Kill 10 katamaris. Yeah.
Does it have something to roll up? I'm in.
Excuse me?
I don't know, but was there not like two-player katamari that you showed me or
something
once?
Yeah, you can do two players.
Well, you're both pushing the same ball, usually against each other. It didn't seem to work that well, I thought. But
this is going to be 100,000 people pushing the same ball.
Same katamari. Brilliant.
Yeah. I can't wait.
You can imagine what the PvP's like.
I can't wait, and I am going to petition the powers that be to be the official reporter for it. Although it's only going to be in Korea, so I might have to move. But I think it's worth it.
I think it'll do well in the West.
Yeah. Okay, more EVE news.
Oh, right.
CCP reckon they're going to have revenues of $55 million. From...
Yay.
Right.
That's a lot of money.
That's a big number.
What are they doing with all this money?
Sinking it all into World of Darkness that no one's going to want to play and that will flop.
A lot of people want to play World of Darkness.
Oh, fair enough.
I'd play it. I'm just not really
sure that standard runaround quest journal or melee combat is really their area of expertise, you know, their forte. But perhaps they could prove us wrong.
Werewolves and spaceships.
Yeah, you just have to give all the vampires spaceships and that'd be fine.
The CCP are also hiring 100 extra staff. So maybe they are actually going to make other game now.
I imagine by now they probably are a significant portion of Iceland's economy, but
I think they probably
given Iceland's banking troubles and so on.
Yeah,
probably about the only growth industry in the country.
Got rid of the entire economic industry there. So yeah, they must be that and COD.
COD.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to the fishing routes.
Yeah, in any case, they're all terrorists there, apparently.
Is that COD? I thought you meant Call of Duty for a second.
not everything is a gaming acronym, yeah.
Everything is!
Yeah. I think that we should send the fleet back to Iceland. It worked so well in the 70s,
yes.
And we should just take the game off them.
Not a parent and not a diplomat either.
No.
I'd like to apologise to any Icelandic listeners.
Oh, that's a point. Oh, yeah, so I've got to be nice to CCB. Yeah, okay. No, it's fine. They can keep their game. Okay, next. Killzone 2. Actually sold less units than Halo 3 last month.
Right.
Which I'm just putting in because it's funny. after that, worldwide PC software piracy has grown 41%.
41%?
Yeah. That's apparently, everyone is pirating more and more software and no one's actually buying anything.
Is anyone surprised?
Yeah. No, not really.
Not really.
It's too easy, software's too expensive, and a lot of the time it's just easier to steal.
I don't know about the expense thing. I mean, how low does the price have to go before it is acceptable compared to having a thing for free? You know, I mean, I don't think price is really the
Steam have got the right idea there.
Steam do have the right idea.
Yeah, it does seem to do well. People don't seem to object too strongly. I mean, compared to other DRM systems, you see people bitching about all over the place. The Steam solution seems to be a reasonable way to go with it. Or people seem to accept it.
Just moving the Steam story a bit earlier. Like, I know
you've mucked up his running order, look.
Software piracy up means DRM will be up as well, because it's the only way people can validate it.
We can scream about the inconvenience all we like, but yeah, at the end of the day,
DRM's going down.
Well, if these companies feel that it will save them from bankruptcy and feel their revenue can be protected using it, they will throw whatever they like in front of the average gamer's convenience.
DRM's going down a bit at the moment, but that's because the current systems are vilified slightly. What they're going to do is they're going to come back with something a bit stronger, but a lot more acceptable and a bit more discreet. MMOs are the best kind, of course.
Well, naturally, MMOs are awesome.
Yeah, a login to a server can't really be beaten. Yeah, you've got your user-made server software for several games, but it's never as good.
You can pirate the client as much as you like, but unless you've got a valid account to connect to the server. Yeah, good stuff.
Just going
to
ship a ninja with a big stick with each copy of the game. That's good DRM.
Stands over you.
No!
Okay, right. Moving on to the Steam news and their pricing. Steam do this lovely drop the price down to next to nothing for a weekend and watch it sell billions of copies.
Do a lot of special deals lately, don't they?
Yeah. Well, Sam Houston at GamerDNA.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy, Sam.
Hello.
He doesn't listen. They've done an analysis on Left 4 Dead, and they've shown how the number of people playing has spiked massively when they've done their releases that way. Interestingly, it shows that the console players on the game are dropping off quite dramatically, but the PC side is spiking massively because of the deal.
Because of Steam, yeah. Interesting.
It was a freaky free Friday promotion.
Hmm.
And the sales are still strong even afterwards.
Yeah, I must get around to getting hold of a copy. Still haven't got it yet.
Tim.
I know. Always the last.
Such a great game.
I hear nothing but good things about it, yeah. I just worry that it'll totally absorb my life and that'll be it. I'll have to give up on all the MMOs.
I did actually buy it as part of that weekend.
Ah, well, there you go. Living proof.
I haven't actually got around to playing it yet, though.
Oh, my Lord.
You're so decadent.
How long ago was that?
Oh, it was a couple of months ago, I think.
He just buys PS3 games and leaves them in their box and uses them as beer mats, you know.
I buy PS3s and use them as beer mats.
Ah, you decadent.
Well, they'd be pretty crap. They keep overheating.
Also, they've got a curved surface, so the beer would fall off, wouldn't it?
That's true.
I see the flaw in your plan.
Ah. Okay, Second Life news.
Oh, there we go.
FBI are investigating Second Life.
Again?
Yes.
They're always in there. They've got nothing better to do, like catching real terrorists and criminals.
No, they're investigating it to see if it can be used.
Used?
Yes. For recruiting, accepting crime complaints, and publicising wanted felons.
Well, actually, no, I did see a little bit about this on Massively, and that last one does seem like
yeah.
it could be useful. I mean, basically, it consists of nothing more than just putting up billboards with all their wanted posters on in prominent places in Second Life. Thing is, Second Life doesn't have, and I may be wrong, but it never seems to me to have much in the way of centralised community locations. There isn't the bank at Ironforge or whatever. The community in Second Life, and the reason it works with 70,000 users online, is because they're all just so distributed off onto their own little places, doing their own little things, that a large poster campaign in that sense probably isn't going to work as well as they expect. Still, there's no very, very little cost in trying the scheme, so...
Well, I'm sure they'll manage to, like everyone else, spend way much more money than they should do to do it. Because was it the BBC who was spending something like 10,000? Or no, it's the government spending 10,000 in order to do something in there, when all they were doing was...
It might have been the Department for Work and Pensions or something like that.
It was somewhere so that he could let different vendors show off their wares.
Yeah, government tendering via Second Life. Yeah. Weird.
That was a dumb idea.
Mm.
Staying with Second Life, Vivox have announced some numbers about their voice use in Second Life.
That was interesting, yeah.
Vivox, of course, being a rapidly rising provider of in-game voice mechanisms.
They do Eve, do they?
Yeah. They do Eve. Mm. They're really pushing past Ventrilo and the other one whose name really got my mind.
TeamSpeak.
TeamSpeak, yes.
The one that you actually use.
The one that I actually use all the yes. time. Yes. They're pushing past that and with what they're offering. And have massive plans for websites where you can manage it. So you've got websites so you can chat into the game. You can phone in as well, that sort of stuff.
General communications, yeah. interlinking. All that
but
sort of thing.
They've said that there were 1 billion, with a B, voice minutes in Second Life last month.
Last month?
Whoa.
Which equivalent is about 12% of Skype's traffic.
A billion, that seems... I don't know, actually. Because I don't think there's that many people playing...
Was most of it it's not 1 billion, 1 month.
It's not a billion people
I understand
minute.
That. Well, yeah, a billion minutes, though, divided by the number of players, divided by the time. Yeah. All heavy breathing, yeah. I don't know, that just seems, yeah... I'm too idle to try the maths myself, so I shan't dispute it. But
it's just people in there all night talking for 7 hours.
Possibly, yeah.
Or leaving it on and not realising, maybe.
That may be some of it.
Dirty, furry phone sex. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm bringing the tone of the show down here. I apologise.
So glad we invited you on. <yeah.
laughs> I hang my head in shame.
Yeah. That's a lot of talking.
Yeah. They're going to add voice fonts for Second Life.
Voice fonts?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you too can sound like Darth Vader.
The examples given here are French woman, sports announcer, elf, AM radio, etc.
Of course. I don't know. Voice fonts seems like a decent idea in general, though. It's a shame we haven't seen more of it. I suppose technically it's quite a difficult thing
Microsoft
to do.
Microsoft looked into it when Xbox... 360 was released and they had it in originally, but they took it out because they found out it was just more problematic user wise than
it was
beneficial.
Thinking specifically with MMOs, because very few people roll up a character that's designed to be as like them in real life as possible. And then
a hobbit or something.
I'm always a female hobbit, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm a female hobbit in real life, but the point being is that not everyone is. What?
Old Tim.
Damn it. Said too much. No, the point being is, yeah, okay, so perhaps not everyone's that much into the role-playing, but just the idea that your voice can match the avatar rather than yourself, which I think would gain a lot of traction in a lot of MMOs.
Quite possibly, yeah. But it's hard to do with adult voices.
Mm-hmm.
It works a lot better if you've got a higher-pitched voice.
Right.
Which is just about everyone on Xbox Live, it seems.
Failing that, we all get to sound like Daleks, which I think would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Any word there on a Second Life Dalek voice font?
Dalek is not mentioned.
No.
But they should just give you the settings. They should give you a ring modulator in the settings and I'll do it. It'd be brilliant.
Well, I keep trying to get you to do our whole show as Daleks one week, but you still haven't come up with the rig
yet. BBC have lawyers. And SWAT teams with special vans.
Yes.
They combat dinosaurs. Yeah. No way.
That's the other side. No, that's part funded by the BBC, you know.
Oh, dear Lord.
Are we onto Primeval already? Let's keep moving.
We're ignoring Primeval. Yes, they're also adding a client-side recording into Second Life for the voice.
Oh, right.
So you can record your...
so you can record everything everyone says to you and use it against them for blackmail purposes. Awesome.
Okay, next up. Stephen Toulouse reckons that good achievements in a 360 game is driving the sales.
Really?
Now, City of has the badges, and War has added achievements.
Deeds
and
in Lotre.
Yeah.
You see a lot of achievement-like gameplay all over the place these
so,
days.
Yeah. Do you find yourself playing the game to aim towards the achievement side?
Where they exist, I will find myself drawn into them somewhat. I mean, and even stupid ones like Mass Effect on the PC. I got nothing. There's no objective list anywhere. I'm not contributing to an Xbox score or anything, but there's a series of achievements in there that are driving certainly my replay. It's the replay. Once I finish the main game, I'll go back and I will sort of have a crack at the achievements and stuff. And similar mechanisms in MMOs. I've spent whole sessions in Lotro just banging out grey monsters to fill in deeds.
Oh, but they have an advantage for gameplay stats.
They have some statistical benefit, yeah, but it's just the completionism of it as well that drives me a bit. I don't like to see unfinished progress bars.
Yeah.
That's not about you, really.
Except the level one.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
Meow.
Says you, who doesn't have a max level Guild Wars character. God. About yourself, Matt, the achievements there, they're important? Do you find yourself...
With the majority of MMO gaming, no, not really. I think, as you said, it's something to have a bash out, maybe a cool looking one as you're going through, or when you're fed up at the grind one day, or you've reached max level. But in... And games like Halo 3, though, are very into the achievements. My friend has spent many, many hours trying to get as many achievements as possible. We will continue to do so when I get my Xbox back. But
is that about competition or is that about completionism? Is it for your own satisfaction, or are you sort of good-naturedly competing with friends to tick in boxes there?
I don't know. Well, we're both trying to... I don't think... Well, for me, it's not about competition. Mm. But I'm not a massive completionist either. I think it's just the short-term goals to take my mind off the fact that I'm effectively doing the same thing again and again. And though it is fun, even though it is fun, you're playing with friends, it can still be a drag if you, focus too much on the fact that you're on the same map for like the 50 billionth time, even though you've been playing it for over a year or whatever.
When you step all the way out, all games are a waste of time in the very literal sense. So perhaps not focusing, not unravelling that jersey too much.
It'll make me cry.
Whoops. Matt's suddenly staring into the stark light of reality.
What have I done with my life?
Sorry to have broken you there. But so basically, the achievements to structure gameplay sort of provide short-term goals to keep yourself amused and occupied, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's personally, I think it's the best way to look at them, because that's how I look at them.
Yeah, absolutely. and you are right. Yes.
Yeah!
I always get sucked in by the collection ones. The skulls in Halo, or finding orbs in Crackdown or something. They can really kill my weeks.
Yeah, Three Realms and EverQuest 2 tap into that quite a bit with the little ground spawn glowies and that sort of thing.
I get all obsessive about those.
Nah.
I lost the entirety of last weekend to Assassin's Creed 2 because... Oh, sorry, Assassin's Creed 1. 2 isn't out yet. Because I realised that I hadn't got all the flags and I'd ignored them and I had to get them all immediately.
Ah, so you can't say you've truly completed the game until you've got the whole set?
No, and now I want more flags to collect, but there aren't any.
Ah, you won.
Yeah.
that's a mission for you, Tim, right? You've got to make some little flags out of cocktail sticks and bits of plastic.
Just start leaving them around this house. And things.
Yeah, leave them around house, town, work,
on top
really
of
buildings,
car parks.
On buses.
And really large towers, you need to put little hay carts underneath. Okay. So I can jump off the top and swan dive into those.
God. I have not played Assassin's Creed, but that sounds awesome.
I was never quite sure about the physics of that, but I look forward to finding out.
It's like movies when they jump off the 8th floor or something onto a couple of cardboard boxes. Yeah.
Cardboard boxes really hurt when you land on them.
I bet. It depends what's in them as well.
You know.
A cardboard box full of cutlery, you know.
There's a story there, isn't there?
This one time.
Moving swiftly onwards.
Was it a caper?
When isn't my life a caper, really?
Okay, moving on. Mm. We've got some Pirates of the Burning Sea news.
Okay.
Yay. Two.
Yes, Pirates of the Burning Sea are removing loot from NPC encounters.
Yeah, I saw that. Is it because it's being farmed or something?
Yeah.
Badly.
Again, I would use the, what did they think was going to happen?
Well, no, this is weird. This is really strange because, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen loot removed from monsters before because people were farming monsters. That's always been the prerogative of an online gamer. If you can't afford your mount or your repair bills are too expensive or you want the shiny new armour off the auction house, there needs to be a mechanism where you can go away and not play the game as intended, go and womp really easy stuff and rack up large amounts of money to be able to pay for this stuff. I mean, people farm missions in EVE, people farm spawns in pretty much every fantasy MMO anywhere. But for some reason, this one is, what, too disproportionately profitable? Or It just seems weird.
There's a slightly different spin on this, because they've got the effectively the four different, well, the three nations and the pirates. Right. They have completely different mission progression.
Ah.
And part of the problem is they didn't balance that.
Right, I see.
There are some people choosing certain nations because they have better loot rewards on a certain mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you can do is if you fail or just choose to exit the mission before completion, yeah, or that part in the arc, you then redo it from the beginning. And if it had a particularly good drop on a particular type of ship or couple of ships, because you can salvage the ships, claim them a prize and whatever.
Oh, I see. By not completing it, it remains available again and again and again.
Yeah, and it resets every single time you come back to it straight from the beginning. So you could actually farm a particular one mission. You get it to a point, you farm this one part of one arc continuously and you'd be unbelievably rich.
So I think there was something like that in EVE. There was one or two missions. It was the Agent 4 drone rogue drone ones that where they would drop crazy amounts of minerals when you process it out.
Yes, it was a massive source of Zydrine.
You get a huge amount of safe Zydrine in Empire space, which was generally a game design no-no. And people would not complete it, making it available to constantly respawn over and over. But I think they put in a system where it just goes after 7 days anyway or something. I forget exactly, but that had a time limit thing. The mission would eventually fail. So perhaps, I don't know, perhaps having a... I don't know, though, because you always need a chance to try again if it's part of a career progression, don't you?
Yeah. It seems that... I think a couple of design philosophies may have collided slightly differently on this, and then the players went and optimised all the fun out of it.
Well, it's the...
That's what players do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you've got a fantastically large playtesting force there who aren't necessarily invested in making the game better, but will unerringly find the best way for them to play it. And just by studying what people are doing with it all, you find a whole load of stuff that you just didn't have the manpower to check fully because MMOs are so complex. It's tricky. So we're having this was it all missions or where do people get loot from?
In 1.15, you will no longer get loot from killing NPCs in missions.
Is there world
spawns? This
does
not affect loot drops by NPCs in open sea. So that's okay. The world spawns.
Yeah.
And they say, we hope that you'll complete just one more time, one last time, and enjoy the remainder of that chain. Or even explore a new faction.
Please play the rest of the game. Yeah.
Please play the rest of the game. The server's fallen over because it's so heavily weighted at one end.
You wore a hole in the server at that mission. Yeah, fair enough.
A hole in space.
So perhaps not quite as hysterical as the headline might lead us to believe. I mean, you've still got your world loot as available, and presumably the mission itself will pay out cash.
Mission itself will still
pay
out whatever it is that particular mission pays out.
Yeah, regrettable, but probably necessary then.
Yeah. Okay, we're on to a rather long set of stupid stories.
Wow, we got extra stupid stories of the weekend, especially for you, Matt.
Oh, well, thank you, I think.
Yeah, it's probably a compliment.
Stupid story. Matt plays games. Woo!
Hey.
Okay, we've got the Heather Mills... did she want to or not want to be the star of Bionic Commando?
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord.
Heather Mills being the crazy ex-Paul McCartney person.
The ex-wife of Paul McCartney.
Right. I know current affairs. Celeb gossip. I can do that.
The Sun broke this story.
Oh.
So prime gaming source.
Immediately I assumed it was made up, but apparently not. The Sun says she wouldn't do it for a smaller fee, and the producers should make her a star.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't have the budget to do that. But she said that they offered her the chance to promote an amputee bionic computer game. Which, yes, would be that.
She's not even in the game. This is to do with the marketing campaign.
Yeah. And she said that she would do it if they donated a large amount of money to charity. And they said no.
Yeah, I don't know. Getting a famous amputee to promote Bionic Commando in the first place sounds a bit in poor taste, put it mildly.
Well, especially if she lost a leg.
Yeah,
that would be a weird one, because if he's firing off his grapnel thing from his leg, he's just going to be swinging upside down all day.
Well...
Maybe but, that's how he chills out.
Possibly, yeah. I'm including this item because on Twitter she did a wonderful quote about the Sun.
Uh-huh.
Connect Sun journalists to a lie detector machine which triggers an electrical current attached to their privates.
Yes. Oh, she's so full of warmth and fuzziness.
Noted sanitist Heather Mills.
Yes. Okay, next. Mm-hmm. Everyone's misreporting this story, actually.
Oh, go on. You can do better, I'm sure.
Blind Light, a Hollywood-based firm which connects actors, writers, and musicians with game projects, agents, in other words, I mentioned that they tried to recruit Bill Clinton for Fallout 3.
There we go.
I saw this.
This is brilliant.
That would have been so...
Yeah,
presumably to play the Malcolm McDowell role.
See, that's the thing. Everyone's assuming it would be that, but it could have been anything. Although I'm really in favour of the not giving Malcolm McDowell any more jobs for a while.
You're suffering from Malcolm McDowell overexposure.
He's in everything.
I don't know. I think I still remember him from some of the Wing Commander stuff, and then there was this. But I can't.
You don't watch as many bad movies as I do.
No, to be fair.
If there's a bad movie, you look down, Malcolm McDowell. Oh,
there
yes.
you go. No.
Yeah, he would have actually made a really good president.
Oh, I think he's awesome.
Yeah, but apparently it didn't even get as far to Bill Clinton, so Bill Clinton didn't turn it down. His people turned it down, because they always turn it down.
Yeah, it's so certain dignity issues there, I imagine. I mean, yeah, fine, Fallout 3, very good game, very high production values and the rest of it, but really, ex-presidents?
Yeah, especially considering what the character of the president is. Yeah. Is that really sending the message you want to? Okay, next. The Vatican has declared that the internet is blessed.
Right.
Which is good. We like that.
Including all the porn that's on it.
Yeah. All the porn, all those terrible bad sites that international networks of police attempt to track down and shut down. That's all blessed
all,
too,
all
is it?
All the scientists as well.
Yeah.
Right.
On the other hand, the Bishop of Paisley marked Communications Day by warning of the dangers of social networking replacing real friendships.
Yeah. Pops on Twitter.
Yeah. He said, replacing real-world relationships with online ones is profoundly sad.
You don't replace, you augment.
They don't get that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And finally...
Oh, here we go.
You know, with certain people leaving Sony recently, I really thought that stupid Sony quote of the week was going to be a problem. But I've got a good one here.
You're such a Sony hater, John.
No, I just love Sony's total inability to... talk. This particular one is Sony Pictures Entertainment chief Michael Linton, which said, I'm a guy who doesn't see anything good having come from the internet, period.
Whoa, there you go. That's your quote.
What?
so a lot of mixed opinions about the internet this week.
Yes.
The Catholic Church loves it and Sony don't.
Yeah. Sony think it's useless. Yeah. So Sony continuing to deliver with the executives who don't know when to shut up.
I wonder why they're losing money.
Yeah, billions they're losing, aren't they?
Yeah,
nice. Yes, so I guess that's the end of the news, because it can't get any sillier.
Yeah, join us again next week when it will get sillier.
Right, and you're going to want that. Let's do the Twitter question.
Doing that now, are we?
Yeah.
Right, this week, this is news that Hello Kitty Online, I think, which is being run by Area Games, is looking for a community manager, which I thought was just going to be the best job ever, frankly.
Now, mate, you've played this game excessively, haven't you? What's it actually like? Have we actually found the one game you haven't played?
Is it even out yet?
What game?
Hello Kitty Online.
Oh, dear Lord. Get away from me.
Fair enough. Right, just tilt the thing and shut the curtain. I can't see the screen.
Can't you see my screen?
Too shiny.
Glossy screens.
Here
apples.
We go. Then podcast question: what would you bring to the post of Hello Kitty Online community manager, or what CM job would you like instead? Sort of broaden it a bit there, just for people who couldn't care less about Hello Kitty Online. And Foxy Bimbo straight in there. I would bring the tissues. I'm not entirely sure what she means there.
I wouldn't have read that one out.
CM for a, here we go, CM Gangrel. CM for a game that got closed down, but that's because I loved the game. He didn't say which game. I think he might be talking about Tabula Rasa, but
I'm going to assume Auto Assault.
Oh, maybe. Teeper de Knife. Well, a HCOCM would have to feel a strong, non-ironic and non-pervy connection to tween-aged girls, rather.
I think you're going to be lucky finding somebody.
Yeah, those rare qualities, I think. Let's see, we've got Kirith Kodachi, podcast question answer. I would write all my forum posts in the format of a six-year-old girl for Hello Kitty Online CM. Christelle, again, I'd totally go out for that job if it was local to me. I'd even colour my hair HK pink for it.
She's a big fan.
I think, yeah, I don't think she's being ironic there.
No, she is a massive fan.
Ah, well, there you go. See, I think I might have been having a little bit of fun with this question, but quite a few people come back with some serious answers here, which is interesting.
Have you any idea how big the brand is globally?
I know. I think I've sort of blundered into some kind of deep waters here, to be honest. But Arbitrary Genius, I'd let my youngest, Malarkey, be the HKOCM. She thinks she's a princess and would bring much tuna and purring. I think her youngest is a cat there that she's referring to. hopefully that's a cat, not a daughter. Let's see.
Either that or there's a case for child protection.
All sorts of startling revelations this show, yes. Unwise, a shotgun and a willingness to do the time. Can't imagine any CM job would be particularly desirable, though. I mean, the sort of community manager job, I don't know, it's one of those weird ones. Everyone in the sort of community thinks, oh, yeah, that would be great. I could run the boards of this game.
They just need to step back and think, no, it involves dealing with people like you. It's nasty.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I don't think any of us here have been community managers, have we, Matt?
No.
Does anyone here actually want to be a community manager?
I can't say.
Actually, I wouldn't mind the job.
You reckon?
As long as I don't have to program, I don't care.
Oh, it's very much not a programming job, is it? It's more about organising the websites, the promotions, yeah. Talking to the press, that kind of thing. I'm just guessing here, to be honest. And also, yes, running the forums, keeping the interest going during the lead up to the game, and then after the game being the official spokesman on the boards. I've always thought it's a bit of a sinister sounding title, actually, that your job is to manage the community.
It should be community herder.
Community liaison, you know, whatever. It's just something that doesn't suggest that you're in control of the customers' minds and thoughts and ambitions and drives, you know.
You always jump to the dark place.
it's a comfortable place.
Surely the best community manager ever would be someone who develops a system where he can or she can control the minds, needs and desires of the public.
Well, yeah, but ultimately customers have free will, which is unfortunate, I suppose, for most companies involved. So it's about sort of, I don't know, representing the game and its development staff and its direction and ethos and all that to the outside world, isn't it? It is the PR sort of thing. Although I don't wonder if PR is entirely the same sort of role. At any rate.
PR is slightly different.
But it's definitely sort of in that marketing area rather than being part of the design team or any of that sort of thing. So possibly a job for a very social sort of person.
Oh, you definitely have to be very social. You have to have a very thick skin.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And you've got to be calm under pressure and not just sort of respond with massive, both barrels of rage when someone says something unpolite to you on a message board. It's the professionalism you need to maintain. I think we have seen cases in the past, I can't think of any specific ones, where so-called community managers have absolutely gone mad. Mental with towering rage in response to something on a board, and you can't afford to do that because you aren't the voice of the game. So, let's keep going then. What have we got? Mel Mathulu. I would bring Shub-Niggurath, the black goat of the woods with 1,000 young, the All Mother, and perhaps an ice cream tea. Yes.
He does want to change Hello Kitty, I think.
Hello Kitty is definitely the place for him.
He comes from a strange place.
Bevis there. I would bring a vast array of beards that you could customise your tunes with. Cheeky Viking or Cupcake Mongol are two options. Very keen on his beards there. That's Bevis there. Got it's one from your boss here. Look, Shuttler, I would like a Sony CM job in Europe, as they don't acknowledge that we play in the EU.
It's true.
It's got a point there.
Yeah.
Often Sony tend to attract a bit of criticism for not treating the EU market with as much reverence as they do with the American.
Or knowing they have one.
Well, it wasn't going to be quite so bad. But let's see, Eric's Joe. Certainly not Eve. It's in its current bugged state. I think he's referring to what game would you want to be CM for there. Yeah. Eve in its current bugged state? I don't know.
It's very bugged at the moment.
Is it?
There's every
single patch.
Really?
Yeah.
They do have a bit of a reputation for balking the
patches.
There's
a massive one with jumping that's bugged at the moment, going through the gates. So.
Oh, gosh.
That's been patched Tuesday, I believe.
Okay, so it'll be emergency follow-up patching there.
Uh-huh. They'll break something else in that, probably.
Exactly. I'd bring a chainsaw and some catnip. And he then follows on with, I'd grab any Sony SOE EU CM job if the pay was awesome. I kind of like my job as it consists of boiling water and building Lego. If you could let us know what you do for a living there, actually, either by private message, I'd be fascinated to know. Boiling water and building Lego.
I reckon that...
Science teacher?
No, I reckon that he's involved in a maternity ward. So he has to boil the water for whatever it is the boiling the water's for in. They always do in the old
making
film.
Baby stew.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the Lego for entertaining the kids after they're born.
Yes.
Now, he's the Lego to lure the kids to the boiling water and then he makes stew. I'm saying that.
I don't think that's really what the boiling water's for, to be honest, but I don't know either, really.
Yeah.
Do write in and let us know.
Maybe he's making Lego stew.
Lego stew. Ah.
Crunchy.
Yeah. Lego stew. Bad Panda there. I would bring the Hello Kitty online job. Oh, and he's got a link. Oh, no. Last time I clicked one of these links, we went to a very bad place. Here we go. Click. It's loading. Oh, it's the Hello Kitty 40K box cover. Yes.
I've not seen that before.
I'd seen that before.
That's great.
It's basically the photo of the box of Warhammer 40K with Hello Kitty heads on all the Space Marines. And it looks brilliant. In the grim future of Hello Kitty, there is only war.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Almost, I think we might have a winner there. Gothwalk, you do know that catgirls are the most dangerous fan group out there, right? Oh.
Yeah, probably.
Echoing your sentiment, I think I probably won't live to see the next show after this flippant travesty of a podcast question. But thanks for the heads up. And we got Copperbird. I would wield a strong ban hammer and stop people getting in cat fights.
I see what you did there.
Brilliant. I think Copperbird wins the podcast question today. Nice. Zozo, I would bring my amazing ornithological knowledge, rather, thus able to identify Bads Maru as a crow. I mean a penguin. No, a crow. I'm not quite sure.
I don't know what he means.
No.
Someone who's a little too familiar with the story, perhaps.
Crossed the borders of irony into taking it a bit too seriously, I think. They're gone then. All right, we're going to have to Wikipedia Bads Maru then.
No, click in the search box.
If you'd like to hold with us for a moment while we find out what the hell he's talking about.
Okay, go. Click,
oh, it's.
Click on the character. Let's see what it looks like.
It's. Where are we, that one?
It's a penguin crow. Yeah, he's right. How does he know this?
Oh, I see. It's one of the supporting cast of Hello Kitty. Yeah, demonstrating entirely too much knowledge on the subject material there, I think.
I've got Hello Kitty in my web surfing logs now.
I clicked on the wrong page and it's all gone pink. So much pink. Oh, well, I see, yeah. He looks like quite a cheeky... Oh, he's got an electric guitar. He's quite a cheeky looking fella. Excellent.
Yes, yeah.
It's broken all our minds now. Thank you. Dr. Torag, I couldn't do a CM job. I'd be deleting accounts hourly. If I got a CM job, my handle would be Dr. Banhammer.
Oh, that'd be brilliant, just banning it, random people.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a kindly CM myself.
That'd be a hardcore game.
I know.
Have you survived the hourly ban?
You are not hardcore enough to survive the forums, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have no Darkfall Taurus in that game.
Excellent. Oh, there's one from Tepotastic here.
It's rubbish.
Yeah, I'd take any CM job in a more classic fantasy sci-fi MMO. I'm not sure I could get behind Hello Kitty Online.
So why is that? Why don't you feel the attachment with the deep characters and...
It's never because I'm shallow and I hate pink.
Put him on the spot a bit there. Well, I think you really have to sort of have a certain investment in the project you're going to stand for. It's not just any old job, is it? It's not something you just stroll up to and see in a paper and think, yeah, I'll give that a go. You need to be sort of passionate behind the game you're going to represent to be able to, well, yeah, represent it in a passionate manner. Sorry.
Well said, Mr. Cyclic.
If you know what I mean, though, this isn't just a normal 9-to-5 job. You've really got to sort of care and believe in the brand and want to be a part of what you're putting forward onto the forums and all the press releases and all the rest of it.
Yeah. And to be desperate for a dev job to come out of it.
Well, I don't know. Is that it? Would this lead to the... Is this a step in the door? Is this what people pick up because they really want to be a game designer or something? I mean, is this a way in, or is this an end to itself? Or should it be? I don't know. I'm not quite sure if any actual community managers want to have their real, what they really think about their job read out on a podcast. Do let me know.
See if you can get Avatir to answer.
She was, former TR.
Yeah, I think she's still a community coordinator of some description.
She went to somewhere else. Well, yeah, obviously she went somewhere else, because... Was it? Okay.
Because I remember you chaps back, I think it was at Tabula Cast, you chaps managed to get an interview or two with her during the run there.
We certainly did. Delightful lady.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, if you want to find out what goes on in the mind of a real community manager, have a rummage back through the... is it still on Virgin Worlds?
Yeah, the Tabula
stuff? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Have a look for that. Podcasts don't die, they just fade away, then the game gets cancelled the moment they do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
we won't go
scary.
There.
Your fault.
Might not have been Tim's fault this time.
I quite liked it. Let's see. Oh, one from Scythe Noir here. Community manager. Ugh. Sounds painful. Something lower profile that I could love. CCP's World of Darkness. Less rabid fanboys.
I think you may be wrong on that one.
Well, I see the point, though. The community manager is basically the rock against which the tide and storm of nerd rage breaks, isn't it?
I mean,
you've got to have a very strong stomach and constitution.
I would hate to be Eve's one, or Dark Falls, or any of those ones which have the more outspoken fans.
It has a lot of customer service to it, in that you're just not allowed to retaliate with what you think back to them. You've got to take it on the chin, you've got to smile when they scream at you, you've got to be polite and calm and composed the whole way through, really. And that's not something everyone can do.
And it's not until you quit that you can reenact the end of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Once you're out, you get to do a whole load of blog posts about what you really thought, which are often quite good. Last one then, Runic Death. Death, destruction, and the alienation of the client base. Why would I want a CM job? Too much hassle, not enough pay.
Yeah. I bet they do all pay really badly, don't they?
Well, this is it. I mean, there's a certain amount of mileage, I suppose, in having a job in something you passionately enjoy and care about, but you still need to pay the bills, the rent, the mortgage, whatever. And I don't imagine these posts pay a huge amount.
No.
I mean, we should have done a bit of research beforehand and found out some typical salaries, really, but
I'm sure our loyal CM listeners will tell us exactly what they're paid, and we will make a chart so we can rate everyone against each other.
Yes, fair enough. Perhaps.
Maybe.
Oh, this is the Twitter question then. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you all again, and I'll come up with something new next week.
Yes. What are we going to talk about now?
Matt, did you want to do a little bit of what we're playing? Because being a guest in our show here.
What we're playing?
And don't just say everything. Try and be a little more... But pick out some highlights.
I know. Just say you can't say.
I'm playing a couple of betas. Can't talk about at
Fair
the moment,
enough.
But there will be appropriate blog posts out when the NDAs are lifted.
I expect we'll hear about some of that on limited edition as well.
Yeah. That would involve them talking about games on it.
Yeah, I'm saying nothing. I'm not being goaded. No.
So you owe me a fiver, John.
No, other than that, it's the usual sort of the fixed group, Lockjaw on Mondays, City of Heroes on Wednesdays, which was appalling this week.
There was a lot of technical difficulties.
The lag.
Key members of our group, i.e. both healers, kept cutting out and rebooting routers and things, and it didn't really come together throughout the evening, which is a shame.
Yeah, and also been playing a fair bit of War with
You've got some mini static group thing going on there as well, haven't you?
Static group. It's one other guy.
Oh, right.
As awesome as he is.
Fair enough.
I'm his heel bot.
Ah, right.
It's going rather spiffingly.
Excellent.
But we're not actually doing any... we're really not doing any PvE content in that game. I mean, the first time I played... I was in closed beta. I was in one of the first in... Now.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a lot of PvE then. I did a fair bit of PvE around launch, and I struggled to hit the right levels for the tiers before out of content. Now I'm doing almost exclusively scenarios, open world RVR, and a little bit of public questing. I'm struggling to keep my levels down.
So you actually progress with PvP or PvE in that game, don't you? You can go all the way up just doing PvP if you so choose.
Absolutely. I mean, they're kind of stilted that way. It's supposed to be 80% PvE, 20% PvP in the first tier, and then it changes to 60-40, and then 40-60, and then 20-80.
Interesting.
Or maybe 10-90.
So guide you gradually toward an end game of more or less entirely PvP, yeah?
Yes. The reward's much better too. Actually, that's something they've changed. They've massively increased all the rewards, loot, XP, everything for PvP related stuff. So I'm having a good hoot, getting the bloodlust out in there.
Excellent.
Getting the aggro monkeyage out in But yeah. No more landmines in that game. Please no.
Yeah, we'll have to be careful going back to that instance in Lotro, because you are a little dangerous.
Oh, we'll be fine.
Which isn't a six-person.
Yeah, six people, about five to ten more levels each, and the landmines will just bounce off us.
The patch notes are book 8 that are going on to Bull Roarer.
Oh, right.
So there's some great inventory changes.
Ooh.
Stacking ingredients, components for crafting components, travel rations, and reputation items all go to about 100 now.
Ooh, good.
That'd be so brilliant.
Constantly deleting stuff.
There's loads
of
changes, but those are the ones I like the most.
Excellent.
That's definitely a game about bag management, that one.
Anything else? Consoles, offline?
Sorry. I'm struggling here. Some idiot in my house is obviously streaming. It's causing massive spikes. No, I haven't been doing anything offline. It's a purely MMO city, my life.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I suppose with everything that I see you in, and then also Eve as well, and Warhammer.
Yes, and Eve! I've forgotten about Eve.
You can't forget about Eve, because...
Yeah, I'm an amazing corp / alliance. It's fantastic.
Ah, yeah, and you mentioned sort of earlier about a planned push to go to 0.0 as well.
Yeah, we just got an old member back in our corp. The guy left for a while, and he basically donated us a Rorqual. Kind of donated. He obviously is going to get paid back, but he's not bothered about it immediately till we have a replacement on standby as well.
Okay.
But we're making a big push down with the rest of the alliance down to 0.0. And we had a few exploratory alliance mining operations, which were fun because I like mining. I'm sad like that.
Freak.
There's a certain therapeutic nature to it.
I thought it was just hauling on the last one.
The hauling. I have to do any mining, it's the hauling I'd prefer to be, yeah, because at least that's a bit more active and on the ball instead of just sitting there for 3 minutes while the laser fills the barge or whatever.
And you also get to ram mining barges with a
hauler. That is exactly what I was doing. I got the lowest level Amar hauler that looks like a giant golden space slug.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was gooing all the mining barges I could.
Bestower, I think. See if you can get an afterburner on it as well. That'll help. Give you a good run up.
Awesome.
Boing.
I want to see an industrial with a micro warp drive. That's what I want to see.
I don't know. I've never seen one fitted.
They probably
presumably
can't fit it.
Go. Yeah, I don't know.
But it would be hilarious. Just what, break apart on re-entry, you know.
Good stuff.
Yeah, no, that is my gaming.
Excellent.
For a week, and it repeats week on week.
Yeah, I have a very sort of similar kind of week each week. I sort of wonder when the next big change will come up, but nothing on the horizon so far.
There's Champions coming out.
Well, not
that
really
won't change
interested,
anything.
To be honest, personally, but I'm sure it'll be a fine game. But
So are you guys sticking with City Heroes when Champions comes out then? Because you both do a...
Yeah, we're both in the same big static group thing. I mean, I'm not in a big keen... I don't have any personal urges to jump on the new shiny and see what that's about. I mean, because I have my stupid three-month rule thing anyway, so I'm quite happy where I am. But it'll largely depend on where everyone else goes, I guess. It's the people I'm there for.
City of Heroes is more about sort of just hanging out, really. Mm-hmm. I think Tim said it before. It's certainly to me. I mean, I'm not massively into the superhero genre.
Whoops.
I am a little bit. I do find it interesting, but there are other games I prefer to play. But oh dear, Jay's gonna murder me so bad. He did say before I came on that if I talk more on this show than I talk on our show, he is going to hurt me.
Oh, you're in so much trouble.
but yeah, no, it's about the people. I mean, I have such... It doesn't matter that the graphics are 5 years out of date. The gameplay's sound and the people are awesome. I mean, it's about hanging
out. It's just a good backdrop.
Having a few drinks.
Ah, right. So much becomes clear, yeah. Right, good stuff. Yeah. Oh, you're going to look at the whiteboard. Here we go, then. It's John's stream of consciousness moment.
No, there's
moment.
Nothing on the whiteboard.
Nothing on the whiteboard? Use,
no.
Okay.
I don't understand any of those notes, anyway.
You should probably rub them off.
Probably.
Yeah, I keep telling him, because otherwise I end up reading the same stuff out each week and it gets funny.
Next time you're having a beer, just spill a bit over it.
But you know I don't drink.
Uh-huh. So what did you learn this week?
I learnt that
bollock.
Excellent. Have you learned anything, Matt?
My degree.
You've learnt that you got loads more free time than you thought you had.
And I've learnt that I should probably do more prep for the show as well.
Yeah. Why do we never have one? Well, we know it's coming every
week. I know. I spent a week trying to think of something really cool and funny and witty. I learned how awesome Davros is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm currently listening to the Big Finish Audio I, Davros series of radio plays. Very good. Very interesting.
And I actually learned that Primeval is turning into Sliders this week.
Oh, God. Primeval Sliders. Watch. Sliders was cool for the first couple of episodes. Then the format got a bit stale, I think.
Yeah.
It's like killing everyone.
Matt, do you want to plug your blog and that podcasty thing you're on?
Oh, well, I suppose I better, really. You can find my blog at tepotastic.com. I can't.
And you break up.
Oop.
Yeah. Me bandwidth. Give it a second. I've still got a big red cross on my network.
Oh.
Okay. Right, I still have 30 seconds. Yes. My blog can be found at tepotastic.com.
Gone again.
Oh, you know what?
Is it porn o'clock early?
I don't know what it... I think someone must have just got up and started streaming Lost or something.
Bang on the ceiling with a broom handle.
Go see it. It's awesome. Limited edition at Virgin Worlds. Yay!
Excellent. Well, that's been a pleasure having you on the show, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Yes. Catch you Monday, actually.
And see you next time, everyone else.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.